that stomach. Here's something else that has given people with free market inclinations an upset stomach for a long time, almost a century now, and that's the minimum markup law in this state. Found it very interesting, your letter to the incoming governor. You know, Senator, we've heard a lot about civility, trying to get civility back in politics and trying to find common ground and bipartisanship. Do you believe that this is an area where you can do that if you have, as you hope, Governor Evers championing repeal of the minimum markup law in this state?
Yeah, I think it is, which is why I wrote the letter. You know, we, as much as we're going to differ on most policy areas, when you have a liberal administration and a conservative Senate, conservatives in the legislature, you're not going to agree on a ton, you know, when it involves things of principle. Minimum markup is one of those areas where there has been historically a level of interest from some Democrats and a lot of Republicans. So we heard a lot over the course of the last year from the Democratic Party on helping the middle class and helping the elderly and everyone that's on a fixed income. Well, there is not a better issue that I could think of that'll help residents across my district, from Walworth County to the city of Milwaukee, from Waukesha to Waterford, and all across the state of Wisconsin, and all of the middle-class families who are overpaying every time they go to a grocery store, mm-hmm. every time they go to a gas pump. This is an area where we need leadership from the executive branch to get this done. Unfortunately, we didn't see a lot of that on this issue from Governor Walker. It's one of the shames, I think, you know, that we weren't able to get that done in the last 8 years. But let's focus on an area where there has traditionally been some bipartisan support, but we need the governor to help lead on the issue and to help bring Democrats to the table to get it done. That's what we're here to do in Madison. We're here to get results done based on principles to help Wisconsinites out. Nothing does that better in an economy that's clipping along, but it could be subject to a slowdown. Nothing would help that better than repeal of the minimum markup law, which you said already is a generations-old Depression-era garbage law that should never have been put on the books in the first place.
Indeed. Senator Dave Craig joins us to talk about the minimum markup law. Let's do a little explainer on what it is, just in case the minimum markup law isn't something you talk about in your home every day, but it is something you feel in your home every day. This is the mandatory, this is the mandate that came about 1939 that says that wholesalers have to raise prices by some 9% on the products that you buy every day, and more so, you cannot get the same kind of deep discounts on Black Friday deals, back-to-school specials that you would find, say, in Illinois or Michigan or elsewhere. And that's the big problem, that we have competitors around us, around Wisconsin, who are bringing in people because folks are tired of paying higher prices. And if you're in a particular in a border area, Senator, you know the difference between prices at your store on the Wisconsin side of the border and the Illinois border, and it just there's an inequity that seems to me to be built in.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, border areas certainly sensitive to it. But you know, we live in a digital age now. Retail is becoming more and more competitive, and retailers need to be more and more flexible. And they need to have freedom, just like consumers need to have freedom also to get the best deal. So this is something that the state of Wisconsin, the legislature, the governor working together need to get government out of the way so that the economy can be more nimble. And who's going to benefit from that? All of the millions of Wisconsinites that are currently engaged in digital and face-to-face commerce every single day. It's an issue that permeates. I've got six kids. My wife and I are constantly, you know, reviewing our budget. We've talked about this many times with how state government should budget. This is something that impacts every consumer in the state of Wisconsin, whether it be their gas, their beer, the what you mentioned before, the restriction on what they call loss leaders, where you can't do a discount below the cost of the product. Right. These are totally anti-free market ideas, that have just been left on the books and should have been repealed. But special interests in Madison have lobbied and lobbied and lobbied to keep them in place because it helps protect their turf. And there's nothing that is more antithetical to freedom than something that staunches those special interests with this power in Madison, and to be able to protect their little areas of the economy and prevent innovation and the market from working.
State Senator Dave Craig joining us about his letter to the governor, newly inaugurated Governor Tony Evers, about working with the legislature to end this 80-year minimum markup law in the state of Wisconsin costing consumers and businesses so much. Well, let me point out a fact that you already well know. You talk about the governor, the former governor, Governor Scott Walker, who, you know, just didn't make this a priority, certainly, over the 8 years he was in office. But the truth of the matter is there are a number of your colleagues on the right, or at least Republicans, who have fought against this, who have made it an effort because, quite frankly, their campaign coffers are funded quite heavily by the interests that want to keep the minimum markup law in the book. How are you going to persuade Tony Evers if you can't persuade Republicans in your own caucus to change thinking on this?
Yeah, I mean, the free marketers that are in the Assembly and in the Senate, Republican caucuses, we need to make the case not only to our fellow caucus members that are reticent to adopt this reform, but we need the grassroots to get involved. The only way that leadership will move bills is if they're hearing from the grassroots in the caucuses to move a bill. And the only time you're going to get members who otherwise aren't co-sponsors or supporters of a bill is to make sure that the folks back home are lighting up their phone lines and sending them letters and communicating with them to let them know how important of an issue this is for their family's bottom line and how this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer from a fiscal perspective, and this is a no-brainer from a political perspective. This is something that should unite both sides of the political spectrum, both sides of the political aisle, and there should be no reticence from Republicans to adopt a reform like this, because we are again talking about simply doing one of the bedrock principles of our party, getting government out of the way of the free market.
Well, so I'll tell you,
it starts yeah, with us making that case publicly, but it's gotta be, there's gotta be a groundswell of momentum coming from the grassroots to, their members of the legislature, whether it be in southeast Wisconsin or northwest Wisconsin. It doesn't matter. People need to understand, one, this is a big, big dollar savings for their family, and two, they gotta follow through and communicate that to their legislators so that we can finally get this thing done.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're absolutely right. It is going to take a groundswell, but I can't help but think back about that hearing, Valentine's Day 2018. It was a small victory, you know that. Senator Leah Vukmir and I think Jim Ott were able to get a hearing at the very least. It hadn't happened on at least reform of the minimum markup law in this state. And you could see the moneyed interests, the lobbyists just pouring out from people who want to protect this protectionist policy. And, you know, the narrative constantly has been there over the years. They keep pushing. Well, it's called the Unfair Sales Act for a reason. You know, big stores, the Walmarts of the world, the big chains, the box stores will come in. They'll lower prices and they'll drive small businesses out. They never mention the fact that the FTC, Senator, the Federal Trade Commission, has done several reports on this saying that that simply does not happen. In fact, they've gone on to say that such laws, the Unfair Sales Act, they have done horrible things to the marketplace. But how do you fight back against all of that money, all of that special interest?
Yeah, you fight it with facts, first and foremost. The facts are only about a dozen states, just over a dozen states, have protectionist laws like this. Again, this is a relic of the FDR era, the progressive era that we need to pull away from if we want to keep this economy humming. So the facts show that in those states that do not have protectionist laws, There is no evidence whatsoever that I've seen or that the legislators that I've talked to, Representative Ott, former Senator Vukmir, Dewey Strobel, all the others that have championed this idea, none of us have seen information that shows that there are more competitive economies or less competitive economies based on, and in fact, we've seen the opposite, that you have less competition in states where you have the protectionist laws. In states that you don't have these protectionist laws, there is no foundation for an argument that you're going to stifle small businesses. In fact, I think it's the opposite, because you are taking the ability for a small business to innovate away from them by not being able to run their business as they seem fit. And that is something that, again, is antithetical to freedom and hurts the market.
Just 30 seconds left, and this is the final question for you. You sent the letter out, I believe, Wednesday evening or Thursday. Have you heard back from the governor? What's the feeling from the administration?
You know, we have not heard back from the governor. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, give him time to warm up his chair in the East Wing. I do expect to get a response back from the governor. It is an issue that is a very, very serious issue that's been out there a long time. And again, hurts families every single day to the tune of tons of dollars in their family budgets. It hurts the poor, it hurts the wealthy, and it hurts the middle class that the Democrats have been purportedly champions. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that the free market is working for all people in Wisconsin to thrive, and we need the governor's leadership to do that.
Malia's gone. I'm glad to see you picking up the mantle and driving it. I know you're very passionate about it. You've been passionate about it for a long time. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Matt.